Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Ace shaved his beard. And listener letters coming up right after this.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's the newest doll from Bob and Tom Toys. If you liked Incontinent Kathy, Poop Deck Pappy, and Dundee the Happy Dingo, you're going to love Electrical Socket Susie.
She crawls around the floor real fast. She grabs a hold of everything she can get. She's a curious girl, but she hasn't learned about voltage yet. Who's that doll with her hair in the air? She's Electrical Socket Susie.
You really have to keep an eye on this baby, or the first thing you know.
Where'd Susie go?
Goo goo. Gaga.
Uh-oh, there she is.
Ew, what's this?
Oh my God.
Electrical Socket Susie comes with a supply of hairpins and a natural curiosity that just won't quit. She's a doll that not only allows your child to have a cute little playmate, but to also gain a better understanding of the destructive power of electricity.
She crawls around the floor real fast. She grabs a hold of everything she can get. She's a curious girl, but she hasn't learned about voltage yet. Who's that doll with her hair in the air? She's Electrical Socket Susie.
Electrical Socket Susie. Batteries aren't included or necessary. Susie runs off AC power. In fact, that's what she does best. Electrical Socket Susie, the educational doll from Bob and Tom Toys. And remember, if you're looking for an educational doll for your son, Bob and Tom Toys also makes a combat soldier doll who finds out too late that protection means more than just carrying a gun. It's STD Joe. STD Joe comes with penicillin, ointment, and a $20 bill to buy drinks for the ladies. Pick up Electrical Socket Susie and STD Joe today, wherever really sick toys are sold.
Electrical Socket Susie.
Who's that girl with the hair in the air?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Noticed anything weird about the room?
I did notice.
Not anything more than usual.
I like both.
It involves... personal hygiene, if you will.
What?
Somebody smells bad?
I noticed.
What is it?
He shaved.
Ace shaved off the beard,
yes.
and it made himself look 10 years younger.
I'm in mourning. Oh, what are you mourning?
Our best player got traded.
Oh, man. What are you going to do?
Max with two X's, Crosby.
Yep.
He's a Raven now.
Oh, boy.
Bing's grandson.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Sydney's
brother. Let's see Bing try to spank his ass. Huh?
Get over here.
Get over here. Bucket butt.
Dean Martin.
Bing's got kind of a... That may have been a little bit more Dean.
You were right. Bing actually did call Dean and come over. You want to hit my kids with me? And actually, what happened?
Have you noticed how cold your face gets after you shave off your beard?
It was getting in the way of food.
Oh.
It was getting in the way of food? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is that the first time you've had a full beard?
No.
Really? I don't remember you having one.
So it was getting in the way of the food, but have you noticed how cold your face gets after you shave your beard?
Your food was like that.
What are you?
Whenever I shave my beard.
Are you expecting a straight answer?
Are you thinking this might be dialogue? No. I think I prefer you without the beard, Ace. Frankly. I think you looked older with the beard, and I guess
more distinguished.
No, would you call Grady and Sanford and Son distinguished?
That's your only reference.
Let's go. That's exactly who you look.
Don't
like.
Get nice.
Yeah, it is. If he starts watching more BET, we're all in trouble. Let's just leave it right there.
It's time to examine the world of letters.
Yes.
We begin with a Chick McGee at the OriginSouls.com sports desk.
That's right. Dear Bob and Tom Show, this is from Steve walking out of Costco. The happiest moment of my life, I just looked to my left and saw a man in the food court, just nondescript, regular-looking gentleman. He took a hot dog, wrapped a slice of pizza around it.
Oh, yeah.
And started to eat.
Really?
All I could hear in my head was Josh saying, here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
That is a fat thing to do.
A hot dog wrapped in pizza at Costco.
Now, I bet that's delicious. Do you leave it in the bun?
That's what I was thinking.
No, no bun.
No
okay.
bun.
That's, okay. Don't be, that's the too pizza much is bread. The, don't be crazy. Yeah. But no, people do this, and there's other folks, they'll get the chicken bake, and then they'll stuff the dog in the chicken bake, which, it's again, the fattest thing I've ever done does sound fantastic.
How are you aware of these Costco hacks?
Man, TikTok and Instagram.
Ah.
You just get on your phone, you stare at it 4 hours. Afterwards, you have a sheen of oil over your face. You feel terrible. It's the best. You gotta try it.
Have you tried any of these?
No, I'm not really a big fan of the sort of food challenge stuff.
Costco, though, if you're hungry, when you know they shouldn't, they say don't go to grocery store hungry because you buy everything. Costco, you have to go there hungry because there's food around every corner.
Yep.
And you just shovel it in your face. The best.
What is the? So you've got the meatballs at IKEA.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Costco's. And they have veggie meatballs too.
Costco does samples, so you never know what you're going to get. It's different every time.
What other places are doing the free food? There used to be a hardware store that had free popcorn that I love.
I've always said Target. I don't know if the Target I used to go to had popcorn. You had to buy it, but it was that was the key to their success, I think, gave people popcorn.
They all have free food if you have a big jacket.
Exactly right. There are places with free jewelry. There are places with free.
That's right.
You mean free diamonds?
Yeah. What would they do if you go, hey, you got? No, I thought this was free. What could they say? I'll put it back then. I'm sorry.
Dear Bob and Tom, this is from Terrence. Love that name.
you would.
In discussing the phenomenon of radio waves, I haven't heard you mention how several AM radio stations in the country were broadcasting at extraordinarily high wattage during World War II, as much as 500,000 watts. To put that's a lot.
That's a lot. I think the most you can broadcast now is 50,000 watts.
Yeah, because I have often heard, he writes, that the radio tower in Mason, Ohio, which is where Kings Island is, for WLW radio, could be heard through the fence. The fence would actually pick up the signal. I have heard that as well. Mm-hmm. And that's still there. The I guess the capability of popping that thing onto 500,000 watts.
Whew.
And would that go? I guess it would go all the way to Europe at night, bounce off the sky or something?
Yeah, nighttime, I would think.
I have kind of a similar letter about this.
Go ahead.
This is from Alex in Jackson, Michigan. He said, I was practicing my bass guitar in my father's basement. For some reason, I had the impulse to unplug the guitar and put the receiving end of the cord under my tongue like a thermometer. When doing so, a radio program started coming out of the speaker that was attached to the cord. If I took it out of my mouth and under my tongue, the radio stopped. If I put it back under, the radio began again. I have no reason or explanation for this.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Hmm. I do know that there was a time when I could, with the old rabbit ears days.
Yep.
I remember trying to watch one of the political conventions up in Harbor Springs.
And, boy, you're fun.
Hey, everybody, want to come over to the house and watch a political convention?
Well, that's because
where are you going?
Because it used to be they would actually elect a candidate, unlike it is today. But I could remember standing there with my aunt, and I would touch the antenna, and she would, that's perfect. And then I'd walk away, and it would go.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I remember those
so
days.
I don't. That's interesting that guy in effect became some kind of weird antenna
conductor.
Yeah, and I bet who was upstairs? His dad was upstairs.
I don't know. He doesn't say.
Okay, whoever was upstairs was probably glad they didn't have to hear bass anymore, unless of course they were playing the bass riff to the great song. It's our new dance in Houston. To tighten up.
This is the music we tighten up with.
If you've never heard that song in its full Glory, please. Oh, it's a great song. Let that guitar fall in. Thank you very much. Who else has a letter over there?
I'll go. Hello, Bob and Top Show. Your discussion last Friday about cases of mistaken identity and hair loss reminded me of a personal experience. I was out shopping for clothes with my wife. I noticed a man who was significantly follically challenged. While looking down at some shirts, I leaned toward who I thought was my wife, and I whispered, "Did you check out Uncle Fester over there with the apparent roadkill stapled to his head? Worst rug I've ever seen." When I turned to accept the adulation from my wife about my snappy comment, I realized my wife was across the store. The person standing right next to me was the man I had just described.
No.
My stomach started to sink. I managed to stammer, "Oh, not you." I think I totally saved it.
Oh, man.
I left the area. That's Todd in Wichita.
Thank you, Todd. That was, we were talking about how sometimes you'll be busy, whatever, you're in a store. I walked up to a store. I walked up to this woman I thought was Kelly and said something if I thought was humorous yet provocative, and turned around, it was somebody else.
I'm surprised you don't walk up to mannequins and talk to them.
I'm surprised you said something provocative.
I bet you do. Yeah. I bet you do, and you just haven't shared it yet.
You know, I appreciate how you listen. You know, a lot of times I get I get smart out
there
of
is
comments.
There is a
you
place.
You really seem to.
There is a
place. Will you be my best friend?
There is a place about 10 miles north of here, and they have all these statues in the street.
Oh, yes.
And every once in a while, oh, look at those two kids playing over there. Oh, that's one of the statues.
They do catch you. I've had they're very good.
There's a guy in a bench reading a newspaper. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. That's a statue.
One of the statues is a little girl crossing the street. And I'll tell you, I stop at that crosswalk every time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Are they like painted to where they look?
Yes.
Oh, they look like very realistically good.
I've sat at that intersection for 2 minutes going, "No, it's okay. Go ahead."
What are they doing?
I think it's silly.
No, it's great. And there's one that has a busker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With a guitar?
Yeah, the whole thing.
It's wonder if he ever gets great money.
We've got to go vandalize them.
or put hats on them or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, nothing, you know, hateful. Just
no, just like a sombrero. Or
a nice scarf.
Or a fez or, you know, whatever.
Is there a practical reason to wear a sombrero?
I'm sure there is.
They're probably primarily
sun. Yeah, it holds your chips.
The hot sun leaps to mind.
That's not an insult if I ever heard one.
No, it's a fun time.
Have you not been to a Mexican restaurant and it comes in a big sombrero?
Of course.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but you don't have a guy walking around. Could we hire a midget to walk around with a sombrero? He can walk up and people can dip their guac into his hat.
That's interesting.
he thinks what anybody else says is insulting.
Is the insulting thing in his head?
He throws out insulting things all the time.
We were just having fun.
And your brain is so deeply problematic. You think there's a little person walking around with guacamole on a hat?
You know, I would like to say that.
It would be a good time, actually.
Yes, you do not have to speak Spanish. That is it. Open it up to more people short of stature.
One's got queso, one's got elote in there. Yeah.
Oh, hilarious. Hey, could you send over the guy with the queso hat?
Oh, I love queso.
What's up?
I'll have you know.
Yes.
I can thank Greg Warren, comedian, for this. Greg and I are big fans of iced tea.
Yeah. Yes.
And we're also critics of iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
If you have flavored iced tea, I will not attend your restaurant anymore. So he told me that the best iced tea out there is Chipotle.
Pretty good.
So yes, I decided to go to Chipotle to get Finn some stuff. She'd been sick all week, and all she wanted was that little bowl with brown rice. And,
chicken
and queso. They had no brown rice and no queso.
Ooh.
They're out a lot.
Oh. But I did get the tea, which was great. Thank you. So all is good with the world. Dear Bob and Tom Show, this is especially, I think, for you, John.
All right.
I am from a family of six, writes Bill. To prevent fights, our mother would collect all the prizes from cereal boxes when they came with toys. She would put them in six unmarked paper bags, and we would blindly choose which bag we wanted. This kind of sounds like your situation in which, didn't your mother just take them all and give them to you at Christmas time?
Yes. It was sad and sweet.
Yeah. She also numbered Christmas presents, and on Christmas morning we had the master list, one through whatever. That way we didn't know which box to shake, trying to figure out what was inside.
My mom did a similar thing where she would not put the gifts that my parents would give us, not the Santa ones.
Right.
They were not labeled. So
she had probably different wrapping paper for each boy, maybe, or
she claims that she had some sort of marking on each that we never saw.
Okay.
So yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So she had it figured out.
Maybe that's from her experience marking cards.
Marking cards?
Yes. Just playing with a deck of marked cards.
Oh, yeah.
She you was, know, your mother was a world-class gambler.
Yeah. She was a shark. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Real cheat.
Yeah.
Cindy Jaws Arnold, they call her.
That's right.
Did you know, do you guys say card shark or card sharp?
Shark.
I always said shark, but I understand it is sharp, I guess.
Yes.
Or it can be either, maybe.
It started, I think it started as sharp and then and became shark, and then, yeah, both are totally correct.
I had no idea. Thank you for
Isn't
learning.
Isn't that weird?
Me.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that either. Well, you'll finally on this show this year, the first thing we've learned.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.